6-1 loss for the Apple Sox in the first game of a three-game set with the Bellingham Bells. This was a game that was tied up heading into the final three innings, but the Bells pulled away. One run in the seventh to take the lead for good. Two more in the eighth and two in the ninth for insurance as they pick up the five-run victory in the series opener. And I think you can't look at this game and not talk about the errors. Four for the Apple Sox. And the really thing that stings about those four errors is three of them came over the final three innings. So Wenatchee's got to find a way to tidy things up a little bit defensively as they try to get a little bit better in the field. A couple of great plays, Elijah Pelayo making some good ones. Jonathan Fitz threw out a runner at second in his first game as the Apple Sox catcher, but just Wenatchee was not consistent enough behind their pitchers here today. Jack DiDonato, phenomenal in this game. Six strong innings, just one unearned run scored against him on three hits, two walks, and he struck out four, picking up a tough no decision. As the 1-2 is in there for called strike three. Kadama rung up, and there's two up, two down for the Bells here in the first inning. DiDonato, the southpaw, takes a deep breath, now kicks and delivers to Jacob Mejia. The pitch is in there for called strike three. Back-to-back punchouts to wrap up a 1-2-3 top of the first inning. DiDonato fires, and the breaking ball is swung on and missed for strike three. A big strikeout there to retire the side here in the third inning. First pitch swinging, Harrison hits it over toward the second baseman, Gianni for one. Pelayo toward first, hits in time for an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play. And Bellingham held off of the scoreboard in the top of the fourth. And the lefty fires a pitch that swung on a miss for strike three. Fourth punch out of the ball game for Jack DiDonato. Going through the scoring of this one, Bellingham got the game's first run in the second inning. Nate Kirkpatrick led off with a single. Pass ball moved him to second, then a wild pitch to third. Two batters later with one out, Jason Shedlock flew out to center field. Now Kirkpatrick fake tagging up from third base. Max Hartman fired it home. And there must have been some miscommunication on the throw home. Jonathan Fitz wasn't in position to receive it. Got away from him to the backstop. Jack DiDonato, the pitcher, was actually the first one to get to that ball. Ran toward home plate. Fitz was out of position, so DiDonato ran toward home plate. But Kirkpatrick was just a little bit quicker and scored before him to make it 1-0 Bells. Now the Apple Sox answered, but it wasn't until the fifth inning. Hunter Friedberg, who was appearing in his first game of the summer, drew a walk. Max Clark, also a newcomer making his summer debut, picked up a bloop single. Elijah Pelayo sacrificed both of them over, and then Max Hartman evened it up with a ground ball to short. The 1-0. Swinging a ground ball, tapped over towards short. This will tie the game up. Only play for Bates is to first base. He sends it over there. And in to score from third is Hunter Friedberg. It's a 1-1 ball game here in the fifth inning with two down. He was retired at first base. Friedberg came in to score. Clark went to third, but Antonio Gianni struck out to end the inning. And the Apple Sox stranded a man in that frame as they would tie the game up. But really, that would be it for the Apple Sox, especially offensively from that point on. Bellingham got a run in the seventh inning. Leadoff single and an error in right field allowed for Kaikea Harrison to go towards second. Wild pitch brought him to third, and then a sac fly drove him home. In the eighth inning, two more runs for the Bells off of Carson Bozell, who had not allowed any runs in his first three games of the summer. One out walk followed by a double drove in the Bells' first run, and then a two out double played at the other one. And that would be it for that inning, but they would tack on two more thanks to two Apple Sox errors in the ninth inning, as this one just kind of spiraled out of control really quickly for the Apple Sox as they ultimately fall by a 6-1 score. The Wenatchee Apple Sox are back in action and ready to feel your support. Come see the brightest young stars the game has to offer. Who knows, you could be watching a future pro. Come catch all of the action as the Apple Sox return to Paul Thomas Senior Stadium after a six-game road trip. Wenatchee takes on the Bellingham Bells June 11th through 13th with all games starting at 6:35 p.m. Wenatchee Apple Sox Baseball, celebrating summer one inning at a time. I'm Joel Norman, joined by Apple Sox outfielder Jaden Holloway. Back in town, Jaden. Yep. Just got in town for the start of this series. How's it feel to be back? What are the little things you realize? Oh, I remember that immediately.
Yeah, it feels great. I like the atmosphere. It's really chill, just having fun out here and no pressure, just getting to play baseball.
Talk to me about last year when you came to the Apple Sox. It would have been late July or so. You kind of got the call, finishing up at Seattle Prep, high school career's done, you're getting ready to go to school. How did the Apple Sox reach out to you last season to bring you on board?
Yeah, Mitch just hit me up. He texted me, said they need an outfielder. So I came out, and I was lucky enough to play and get some good at-bats. So it was fun, and I'm excited to do it this year.
Yeah, you got into an everyday role, kind of moved in that center field role once you came in last summer. What did you learn about playing every day that's helped you for school ball?
Just the grind, just kind of staying focused, and yeah, just staying focused is the main part of it, about it.
Yeah, so right after the season ends, you head right off to school over at Michigan State. Not an easy drive either. So you head on out there, and then the season here, you get some limited action with the Spartans, but what was it like being with a Division I program? I imagine that can certainly be good for you in a lot of ways and kind of that eye-opener of, okay, now I've got the tools to succeed as well.
It was a great experience. I got to travel a lot, see a bunch of new places, and learn from the older guys in front of me. And I learned a lot just by sitting there and taking in everything I watch.
What are you looking forward to this summer? What things you're trying to work on, being back and went at you? What all are you looking forward to this year?
I'm just trying to get into the groove of playing again and just having a fun summer, just something to remember.
What are some big things you have to do to get used to playing again? Is it maybe just getting a few extra swings in or something like that?
Just kind of locking in before, just realizing there's no pressure. It's easy to get nervous, so just having fun out there, yeah.
I know it was such a late in the season that you joined the team, and I know that a lot of those familiar faces are probably gone, but I imagine there's still a couple of guys here you recognize from the end of last season, right?
Yeah. Braden Boyd, Jack DiNonato, a few other guys that I know, but yeah.
Probably makes returning a little bit easier though, right?
Yeah, it's good.
Awesome. Well, Jaden, thank you for the time. Best of luck here tonight.
Thank you.
Running through the numbers here real quickly. 6 runs on 6 hits, no errors. 6 men left on base for the Bells. 1 run on 3 hits, 4 errors, and 9 men left on for Wenatchee. Apple Sox hitters drew 9 walks in this game, but just not enough offense with the 3 hits to speak of. The win in this one goes to Callum Young, a scoreless 6th inning of play. 2 walks, 1 strikeout, no hits allowed in that time. Young picks up the victory to improve to 1-0 on the season. The loss to J.D. Goodcase, an unearned run given up in the 7th inning that ended up being the difference in this ballgame. Time of the game here in this one between the Apple Sox and the Bellingham Bells, 2 hours and 22 minutes. And a great crowd for a Tuesday night, 937 fans on hand at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium. Apple Sox and Bells are going to do it again on Wednesday night in the 2nd game of the 3-game set. A 6:35 p.m. first pitch as they tango for the 2nd time in 3 games. In as many days, series wraps up on Thursday, a throwback Thursday with discounted tickets, as well as discounts on adult alcoholic beverages all game long. Wednesday is a Wenatchee Wednesday. Just by coming to the game, you are eligible to win prizes from local businesses, including a Traeger grill that we'll be giving away courtesy of our friends at Ag Supply. Hope to see you at the ballpark. Tickets are available for both games now at applesox.com/schedule.